The Bloody Truth by Stephen Hill. Chapter 22, PSA Plain Reading Verses. Many readers have been taught to see penal substitutionary atonement everywhere in Scripture. But when we take a closer look at the key proof texts, a different picture emerges, one that harmonizes with the antidote model and causes PSA to crumble. Isaiah 53:5, He was pierced for our transgressions. Common reading, Jesus was punished in our place for the crimes we committed. Antidote understanding. The Hebrew words, meholal, pierced, and macha, crushed, emphasize the suffering that Messiah endured because of, not instead of, our sins. He bore the consequences of sin and death into himself to heal us. By his wounds, we are healed. This is medical, not courtroom imagery. The point is remedy, not retribution. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For the one not knowing sin, he makes to be a sin offering. Common reading. God treated Christ as sin itself so that he could punish him instead of us. Antidote understanding. The Greek says that Christ was made a sin offering. Hamartia is used this way in the Septuagint over 50 times. Paul is not saying that Christ literally became sin, but that his life was offered as the ultimate cleansing sacrifice, the antidote to humanity's corruption. The result? We become the righteousness of God in him, sharing his victory, not benefiting from a legal penalty swap. Romans 3:25. Christ Jesus, whom God purposed for a propitiatory shelter, through faith in his blood. Common reading. Christ's blood appeased the wrath of God so that he could forgive us. Antidote. Understanding. The Greek word hilasterion refers to the mercy seat, the covering of the ark where blood was sprinkled. Paul's Jewish readers would not have thought of an appeasing anger, but of God's presence being preserved among his people through cleansing. Christ is the true mercy seat, our living meeting place with God, where sin and death are removed, not wrath satisfied. Hebrews 9:22. Apart from bloodshedding is coming no pardon. Common reading, God cannot forgive unless someone is punished by death. Antidote. Understanding, the writer is describing the Mosaic Covenant, not laying down a universal principle. Under that system, almost everything had to be purified with blood, because death and sin contaminated it. The focus is cleansing, not punishment. In fact, Hebrews itself admits exceptions, almost all things, 9:22, showing that God allowed non-bloody sacrifices too. The point is not payment, but purification, foreshadowing Christ's once-for-all antidote. Galatians 3:13. Christ reclaims us from the curse of the law, becoming a curse for our sakes. Common reading, Christ was cursed by God instead of us, taking our punishment. Antidote. Understanding. Paul is quoting Deuteronomy 21:23 about someone hanged on a tree being under a curse. In Jewish thought, this was the shameful fate of one rejected by men, not God. Christ entered the place of human rejection, carrying the weight of sin's curse to its end. By doing so, he broke the curse, not by being cursed of the Father, but by overturning sin in humility as a man. John 3:36. He who is stubborn as to the Son shall not be seeing life, but the indignation of God is remaining on him. Common reading, God's anger is burning against unbelievers until Christ takes it away. Antidote. Understanding, wrath here, Greek, orge, is not an emotion in God, but the present experience of death and corruption under sin's reign. God's wrath is actually best understood as intense passion to restore and save what is estranged and lost. Israelites who rejected their Messiah remained under death's power, alienated from the life that God provided. Wrath is descriptive of our condition outside of Christ, not prescriptive of the Father's attitude. PSA insists that these verses show wrath, penalty, and punishment, whereas the antidote lens proves that they show suffering love, cleansing sacrifice, and life-restoring victory. Christ's blood was not the currency of divine vengeance. It was the cure applied to humanity's deepest disease. Chapter 22. Key takeaways. Our blood in Scripture is protection, not payment. Our Christ was our champion, not a substitute absorbing wrath. Our the antidote restores humanity and creation under one head.